Hi, Tim here. I just wanted to drop in real quick before we started this episode. This is a very special Christmas episode. We did this with James from the Tragedies of Cinema podcast, and I invite you guys to go listen to his podcast if you haven't already, and go support them. Again, their names are the Tragedy of Cinema. So I wanted to go ahead and play our part of his Christmas special. It was about 7 or 8 different podcasts who put in their episodes. Podcasts like, well, of course, Triple H Media, Hillbilly Horror Stories, Leslie Fear with And I Want to Know, Justin with Mysterious Circumstances. That's my dog sneezing in the background. I apologize. And another podcast. Go give it a try. The whole show is about 3 hours and 45 minutes. So for that reason, I am going to go ahead and post the Triple H Media portion separately, so y'all can just go ahead and dive right in and give it a listen. And then I'll also post the entire episode separately. James has given everybody permission to post a special on our own personal feeds for everybody to listen to, so I will be doing that as well. And this year we did it in the style of Solo, one of our bigger short story hits, which many of you have voiced that you want us to bring back Solo, which eventually we will, but right now we currently have 2 other shows that we're working on, and of course you all know that's Hillbilly Horror Stories 2, The Redemption, and Beyond, and those will be coming out in 2021, if 2020 will leave us alone and let us do what we got to do. 2020 has not been the nicest to me. All of you guys, I'm sure, knows what's going on or what has been going on, as far as, us losing both of our dogs and my fight with a 1/2-inch kidney stone, and a month later having a heart attack, and then having to make 3 moves in 2 months for work, and then losing my dad to a heart attack last Tuesday night. So, which is why there was no episodes released last week. I don't think I did. I don't know. My brain's mush. And I apologize for that. But in these circumstances, life comes first. Podcast second. I had to go take care of my mom and make sure my dad's ceremony was taken care of with the help of my 2 brothers. But we got that past us. And it's time for real life to kick back in, and that's what we're doing here. So I'm going to post our part of the show, with Solo Christmas, and then I will also upload the full podcast episode for you to listen to everybody else. So I'm going to stop talking now and let y'all listen.
Triple H Media Production.
The world has been destroyed. You can only depend on yourself. You survive by yourself. You survive solo.
Your left.
Got him. Hurt. It.
What?
Doesn't matter. It's dead now. Whoa. Where did you come from? No worries. I got some lead for you too. And one for you? One for you? Oh, don't worry. didn't forget you, darling.
You're not right, man.
Try it. You might have some fun.
They used to be people. We're not supposed to be having fun killing people.
Suit yourself, amigo. Hey, look. This one only has one eye. Dr. Mikey is in the office. Love it. Hey, John. Do you know what this one's eye color were?
No, of course not.
Blue.
And just how do you know that?
Because it blew to the right.
Okay, that one was funny.
Go ahead. Try it. Have some fun.
Fine.
Hey, say hello to my little friend.
Wow, that was sort of fun.
See? Told ya. Try it again.
Happy birthday,
sucker.
Oh, crap. No. Get off me. A little help, please.
Oh, come on, man. It's a girl. You're getting your ass kicked by a girl?
Come on, before she bites me.
Fine. Hey, darling. What's got one eye? It's hard, powerful, penetrates every time. Good guess, but not today, pretty lady. But here, I'll give you a hint. Open up and say, ah!
Does everything have to be a joke to you?
Yes, and you're welcome.
She could have bit me.
But she didn't.
But she could have.
Relax. I had her in my view the whole time.
There are just things you don't play with, my life being one of them.
Relax, John. I was just having a little fun.
That could have... You know what? It doesn't even matter. I'm done.
Done with what?
I'm done with you. I'm done with your stupid jokes. I'm done with it all.
You need to calm down, mate. It wasn't that bad.
No. I'm done. I'm leaving. Good luck.
John, stop.
What? You going to shoot me now? Really?
Not if I don't have to.
So this is what it comes down to.
Shut up.
Don't tell me to shut up. If you're going to shoot me, just shoot me.
Crap. Miss. You can, leave now. I'm sorry.
Look, about what I said.
No. You made it quite clear how you feel. You don't like me, and apparently you don't trust me either.
It's not like that.
No. I'm pretty sure it is. If you're not gonna walk away, then I will. Goodbye, John.
Don't. Please. Don't leave me alone. I don't have anyone else. I don't have anyone else.
Thank you.
You know, maybe being alone won't be so bad. I don't have to share my food or water. I only have to look around for my own ammo, only the ammo that I need. I don't have to watch anybody's back. And on the flip side, I got nobody to watch mine. You know what? Doesn't matter. I can do this. What was that? Stupid deer. Try that when I need food. Relax, dum-dum. You're a grown man. I need something to calm me down. This should help. Music always calms the beast, right? Now how about something a little more upbeat? It's probably just another deer. It's a perfect running night. It's chilly, a little foggy, a little scary. just a deer. Now, where were we? Who's there? Who's there? I know someone's out there. It's like you're not even trying to be quiet.
That's because I'm not.
Michael?
It's better to make noise to let you know I'm coming than it is to sneak up on a man these days in the dark.
What are you doing here?
May I?
Yeah, come on. It's cold. The fire will warm you up.
Thanks.
So? Can't make it on your own, huh?
Actually, I'm fine. It was you I was worried about.
So, let me guess. Mommy's checking up on me.
Actually, yeah.
Well, I don't need your help.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Then care to explain how you were going to shoot me just now with your safety still on?
My safety? What? My safety's not on.
No, but you looked, didn't you?
Yet another joke.
Just trying to lighten the mood.
Well, don't. Not everything's a freaking joke.
Look, we've been hanging out for a long time now. We've had each other's backs a long time.
Yeah, and you haven't taken anything seriously the whole time. And you know what? It's only gotten worse.
That's right. I don't, and yes, it is. You want to know why?
No, not really.
Go ahead. Ask me.
No.
Ask me.
Fine. Why?
Because 1 year ago tonight, my life ended. It was all perfect. Me, my wife, my little girl. We had just finished having dinner. My wife and daughter were in the kitchen cleaning up, and I was in the living room setting everything up for the night. You know, we had our own traditions too. After they were done cleaning up, they came into the living room and we all sat down on the couch. My beautiful wife sat next to me and our daughter Harley. She laid across both our laps. I reached over and grabbed the remote control and started our favorite movie, Die Hard. Man, how I cherish those moments. My little girl on my lap and my wife by my side. We were the picture-perfect family. I shut the TV off after the movie, and me and Harley started to wrestle a little bit on the floor. I knew she was avoiding having to go to bed, but what can I say? Those little giggles tugged at my heart every time. Anyways, after a few minutes of playing, I sent her to bed. She stood on her tippy toes and gave me butterfly kisses goodnight. Her mother followed behind her to tuck her in and to say her prayers. That was the last time I would ever see either one of them alive. That was the night that nature decided to release her final assault on the human race by releasing the zombie virus. That was the night that my heart ripped out of my chest. That was the night I had to kill my two perfect angels because they were turned into those monsters. That was the night I lost my family. You sit there and ask why everything's a joke. It's because it's the only way I keep myself sane. It's the only way I can cope with knowing my family is gone. And I was the one who had to kill them. Me! I'm their husband and their father, their protector. But it was I that had to kill them.
Damn. It's not your fault, you know. They were already dead.
It doesn't make a difference. I know what I did. I have to live with it.
You did what you had to do. They weren't your family at that point. You and I both know that. So, what's the second answer?
What? Oh, why it's been worse lately?
Yeah.
Like I told you, it's my way of coping. The night of nightmares was exactly 1 year tonight. 1 year ago at this time, I was sending my angel to bed for the last time.
Oh.
I mentioned we had our own traditions, right?
Yeah. But traditions for what, though?
You really don't know?
No. Know what?
Tonight's Christmas Eve. Oh my God, you're right. I've forgotten. Yeah, well, that's not hard these days.
Do you think any of this even matters anymore? Christmas, that is.
It has to. For honor of our loved ones, for God's sake, it has to.
Hold on just a second. Hold on.
What was that?
Here.
What is it?
A Christmas gift. I know it's wrapped in a bloody shirt and all, but it's the thought, right?
Yeah, the thought.
Open it.
What? What is this?
I think it's a solid gold watch. A Rolex on top of that.
How did you know he was out there wearing a Rolex?
I saw him stuck in the barbed wires when I was making camp.
You could have at least taken it off his hand first.
What? I didn't have a box.
Hey, you made a joke. It was actually funny.
Yeah, well, it's all about perspective, you know.
Hey, John?
Yeah.
Thanks.
No problem, old friend.
Can I ask you for a favor?
If it's a match or ring, I'll have to cut off another hand.
No, I'm good, but thanks.
What you need, man?
I heard you playing the guitar earlier. Can you play a Christmas song? You know, for old time's sake.
I would love to. Any requests?
How about Silent Night? It's my baby girl's favorite.
Silent Night it is, my friend.
Mother and child.
okay?
Yeah. Yeah. I am now. Thank you.
I've never seen you cry before.
And it will never happen again. Now, it's time to get back to reality.
Yeah, of course.
Shut up. Tomorrow's Christmas.
And you're thinking the same thing I am, aren't you?
Yeah. I think so. How many kids were in that camp we passed up yesterday?
Two, I think. Boy and a girl.
Good. Come on. We need to go shopping.
Right behind you, big guy. But before we leave, I have one question for you.
Yeah, what's that?
You know Die Hard isn't a Christmas movie, right?
You care to repeat that statement, boy?
Whoa, no, whoa. I'm good.
Stop. Do you hear that?
Yeah. Is that Christmas bells?
Damn mall Santas.
What are the odds?
Come on. Let's make Christmas mean something again.
Do you know what you just did? You shot Santa.
He wasn't Santa. And Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
We hope you enjoyed this special episode from Triple H Media. You can find us by searching for Hillbilly Horror House in your favorite podcast player. We currently have no shows being aired, but we do have several older shows on the feed, including the original Hillbilly Horror House and Solo. Triple H Media is currently working on two new shows. The first show, Hillbilly Horror House, The Redemption. And the second show, And Beyond. Both due to come out in the year 2021. In the meantime, go listen to our past shows or even consider supporting us at patreon.com/Hillbilly Horror House. Where you can hear new short stories released weekly. See you all in 2021.